Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You are on Point of View. My name is Phemelo Motene, and on the line with us, we've got now the incoming KZN Premier, Tami Ntuli, who is on the line. I really appreciate you making the time for us, Mr. Premier. Good evening and welcome and congratulations.
Good evening to yourself and to the viewers, and thank you for having me.
Well, we must say it has been quite a tense time, and as I said, congratulations to you. I know it was a very, very close run. You've obviously been watching the developments at national level, where the political parties are still negotiating with one another, including yourselves. The ANC released a statement earlier on saying that you have formally, as the IFP, signed that letter, a statement of intent. Can you confirm that to be a part of the government of national unity?
Absolutely, we are part of the government of national unity. That is why the same configuration went down to provinces such as Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, wherein we have the government of provincial unity. Mm.
You must have also been watching what the MK party has said, as well as what the ANC has been saying about the MK party. In other words, they've been saying they are still open to negotiation, they're still open to discussions. Your leader, Baphlabisa, has also been saying, no, everybody must talk. At this point, are you having ongoing engagements yourselves as the IFP, particularly in the province of KZN, with the MK party?
Well, the talks are still open. However, we have concluded on the formation of government, as we have been able to perform in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. But that doesn't necessarily mean there will be no need in the future for talks, because talks are not an event. So they are always important for the future of our province.
Mm-hmm. Is your leadership, Baphlabisa, having talks with the MK party? And this is the reason I'm asking you. I know that, as I said, you have now signed the statement of intent in this government of national unity, and included there is the Good Party, yourselves, the DA, the ANC, and the Patriotic Alliance. And what we understand is that the ANC continues to have various talks with other political parties that have not yet signed. Is that what is happening also with the IFP? Are you having different political party negotiations as well at the national level?
The information which I've just shared, I think that's the only information I have. They, the leader of the negotiations, the deputy president, Nkosi Zamona, as the IFP, and on the matters of coalition, this operation, the person who articulates them is the spokesperson. Except for the information which I have just shared, which is a general information which is already there in public, and in our position as a party, that is always that talks are an ongoing process, will never close doors for anyone who will wish to talk. But we are part of the government of national unity and provincial unity. We're a signatory to the statement of intent.
In your formation then, Mr. Premier, in the province of KZN, and bringing in the various other political parties and appointments that you've made, what was essential for you? What was key to those appointments?
What appointments?
The executive committee that you've put together.
No, the appointments would be made tomorrow. Tomorrow on the 18th, which is Tuesday, there will be an official signing in of the Premier. And after that, the Premier then will announce the members of the executive at the MECs.
And so when you were putting together, obviously you have not made the announcement yet, but when you were putting that together, what was key to you in putting that executive together?
It's to understand, in fact, the nature of each and every department, the mandate given to the department, and the issue of the expertise and the experience, people who are fit for the purpose and other considerations.
Mm-hmm.
But at the center of everything, service delivery.
Mm-hmm.
People of KwaZulu-Natal must, in fact, see the change, which is towards what they've been all along looking for. And we need to be practical, not to be making statements, but we need to be walking the talk, not to talk to talk the walk. That is what is at the center, the issues of service delivery. Mm.
Will this executive committee, the positions, will they mirror the negotiations and the agreements you have at national level? And I know you're saying that you're obviously not involved there, but will it mirror what is happening at national? Proportionally.
Well, for the configuration,
yes,
of the configuration of years,
yes,
will be informed by the parties that are participant.
Okay.
In the government of provincial unity.
Mr. Premier, you've been at local government for a long time. You understand the challenges at local government. You understand that part of the issues that people have at local government is service delivery, as you said. It's going to be very difficult for you at a provincial level to stand back and watch some of the municipalities struggle with some of the challenges that they've had. What do you think needs to happen for that collaboration to happen seamlessly?
We'll get closer to the people of KwaZulu-Natal first and foremost, and even to local government, because one did not only, in fact, work as a mayor. I was also the leader of South African local government, SALCA, in KZN.
Yes.
We were able to champion some programs working together with the provincial government, which saw us having some fruits. There are positive things one can mention. And for now, our spirit as the government of KwaZulu-Natal will be the one of working with local government, working with stakeholders,
mm-hmm,
such as SALCA, in order to ensure that municipalities are able to deliver according to their mandate, and ensuring that we play our role of getting closer. Because one ratio of coming from local government, we have been in a sphere,
mm,
which is closest to the people.
Mm.
And what we now need to do is to ensure that the provincial government is also closest to the people, because that is what has been missing.
Mm-hmm.
People could only talk about their councillor and mayors,
mm,
but it was not easy for them to relate easily with the other spheres of government. And it will be ensuring that then we take the government to the people in a meaningful way.
You obviously spoke about your role in SALCA. You understand, as I said earlier, you understand the issues at local government level, and you're committing to be closer to the people. At the national, at the local government level, what in your view would have to be supported better from where you sit so that delivery can happen, the service delivery can happen more efficiently?
Well, there are many challenges which are actually facing the local government sphere that hinders on the issues of service delivery, the issues of capacity,
mm-hmm,
wherein when we plan properly, we'll be in a position to capacitate the local government, where in their issues of skills, we'll be able then to augment as the provincial government. And also the issue of financial management,
mm-hmm,
wherein the municipalities are expected to be handling the people's money in a proper way, in a manner that it will be developing the people, in fact, planting something that will see the lives of the people changing.
Mm-hmm.
So that are some of the areas. However,
mm-hmm,
the government that has been there did some work, would be taking from where they left, and will be getting closer to understand, to analyze the challenges of each and every corner of the province of KwaZulu-Natal, so that in our strategy, we'll be informed by such.
The issue of unemployment is not just an issue that KZN has to deal with. All the provinces in this country have to deal with that. But you also are a province that has got quite a vast part of KZN being rural. And that in itself is a big challenge. When people struggle with paying rates and services at the rate that we are seeing, And that fine line, as you said, you know, municipalities need to be able to manage their budgets. One of the challenges that you spoke of just now is capacity. I'm sure that when people are unable to pay for services, it does make that capacity issue quite a serious one, and managing of budgets quite an issue. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you see, when you talk about local government capacity, especially financially, while one was still the leader of SAGA in KZN, has always been vocal on the issues of funding model, because that is where I think in national treasurer need to better expedite the issue of revisiting the issue of funding model. However, with the minimal grants that the provincial government will be having, we'll be able to augment, in fact, especially to ensure that the development down there is actually being attended to better. And we are of the view that when we're also able to assist the local government in terms of augmenting the skills that they have, they will be able to render services better than at the current time. On the issue of job opportunities, well, that's one of the fundamentals. When you talk about the job opportunities, the crime stability, so that you are able to attract investors into our province, which when they are there will benefit people by opening up opportunities for the people of KwaZulu-Natal, and even to invest a lot to the businesses which are all over there on the ground. Because when you have the SMEs, you know that each SME will be able to employ himself or herself and employ even other people. Then the issue of job opportunities will be addressed in different ways. There are many pressures then that will be discussing. Because you know what I'm still saying now is how I view the road that you'll be undertaking going forward. But we still need to engage thoroughly, look at the practicalities, look at what we have, trying to make a call to the private sector to collaborate in funding the programs that will be developing the youth, that will be asking that people are able to participate in a meaningful way in the economy.
You, as a province, you've really been unfortunately facing a lot of climate change. What we are told are the effects of climate change. You have been affected quite badly. These floods that you've experienced have unfortunately sometimes reversed some of your gains. Your plans going forward as a province that's really been unfortunately affected in this way by climate?
I'm afraid that we are discussing already what I'll be presenting tomorrow.
I promise you, Mr. Premier, I did not see your notes. I don't know what you're going to be. I didn't know what you're going to be discussing tomorrow.
Yes, because that is where I will be outlining our approach to the challenges facing the province of KwaZulu-Natal and the people of KwaZulu-Natal. And then after that, then I will be... to answer all such questions.
Not a problem at all. I would love to have you so that we can delve deeper into some of the plans that you have for the province. But congratulations again. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you very much. Thank you.
Dool is a KZN Premier. He's not going to discuss what he's already going to be telling the province tomorrow. He will be making that address tomorrow. So we'll have a conversation with him at a later stage. It's 9 o'clock.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.